This is Decoded Datebook for January 8th. The rosy, Leave It to Beaver portrayal of the American economy in the 1950s and 60s was not reality for many Americans. By the 1960s, fully 20% of the population was living in poverty. President Kennedy's advisor, Walter Heller, prepared a report warning that some Americans would remain trapped in poverty even with full employment. The elderly, the disabled, and single women with children had little hope of improving their financial situations. Kennedy was moved by the report and instructed his staff to develop a plan to address poverty. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson was thrust into a new role when President Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963. Shortly after being sworn in, Johnson met with Heller. Having grown up in poverty himself, the issue resonated deeply. On this date in 1964, Johnson delivered a game-changing State of the Union address. He was not one to do things halfway. He declared a war on poverty. Drawing from personal experience, Johnson made clear that poverty was not the fault of those who were poor. He asked, "Our task is to help replace their despair with opportunity. This administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America." The war on poverty reached every state, including North Dakota. It helped alleviate some economic struggles through direct support and community development. Remembering hunger from his own childhood, President Johnson strongly backed initiatives to combat food insecurity. Programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, helped low-income families access food. But Johnson did not want people to rely on government assistance indefinitely. He wanted to provide pathways out of poverty. The Job Corps was designed to offer career training and educational opportunities. In North Dakota, the Quentin Burdick Job Corps Center in Minot encouraged students to pursue training that led to stable employment. The center operated until its closure in 2025. The Head Start program had been active in North Dakota since 1965, helping young children build a strong foundation for success in school. North Dakota has also worked to supplement federal efforts. The state enacted programs such as the Community Services Block Grant and heating assistance to support vulnerable residents. Today, North Dakota's poverty rate stands at about 10%. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.